how long and how was you, did you stack it or?
Well, you'd windrow it with your hay rake, and then take your pitchfork, throw it in the wagon, take it to the barn, throw it in the barn.
You never tipped it outside?
No.
In
haystacks. A few people did, but they'd lose almost as much as they'd gain by rot. You know, it's quite moist here, and especially in the winter when the fog's coming, everything, and that will rot.
You
just can hardly keep it dry.
Mm-hmm. Did you? How big was the haystack, if they made one?
Oh, it'd be probably 8 feet in diameter and 10 or 12 feet high.
Oh, that high.
Mm-hmm.
But you never made shock of hay or anything like that?
Except with the hay rake when we were raking it up to get it ready to haul in.
Oh, I see. From you leave it in the windrows, then you rake it up?
Yes. You can take hay rake and just shock it in pretty good size shocks. All you want to pick up a pitchfork.
I get you. So you cut it, and then the you leave it in windrows with the. I've been carrying this around. This is the hay rake, right?
Yes.
As I understand it, you pick it up. Well, maybe you ought to tell me. Right after you cut it, it would fall in windrows?
No, not until it dried. When it cured out there on the ground, then you take your rake and get it in windrows, then get a straddle of the windrow and go down it, and just as quick as you get your rake full as it'll hold, I dump it and start another.
So the pile that was left would be the shock.
Yeah.
The reason I ask this is that I've heard some interesting words for that. Did you ever hear it called a hay rick?
Yes. I've heard a few people call it that.
Is that same thing as mm-hmm. a shock?
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever make a hay barrack?
No.
That's sometimes called a hay rick. You put poles up like this and just cover that thing
mm-hmm.
with hay. Apparently it is for protection of animals. Some of the cattle.
Yes.
And they could get in there and stay warm. Sometimes that was called a barrack and sometimes a rick.
Yeah, I never did see any like that made around here.
After you, how many crops of hay would you get?
Sometime two cuttings.
Two. Mm-hmm. Is the second one ever called the aftermath? Or?
I never heard it called anything but second cutting.
Oh, I see. And you grew some cotton in this?
Yes.
And how did you get the weeds out of that?
Chopped them out.
You did?
With a hoe.
Over in Tennessee, I saw something called a cotton scraper.
Yeah. There are too many rocks here. We never did use one of those.
I see. Which reminds me, did people ever use rocks for fencing?
Some, not a whole lot. Because it would just take too long to build one.
Mm-hmm.
They could go out and split rails and build a rail fence faster than they could. But once in a while, on a rocky spot, they'd haul those and stack them along to make a fence.
It's impressed me as I drive around. You see a lot of native stone used in mm-hmm. houses, but I don't think I've ever noticed a rock fence. I wondered if they were ever built or...